The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary and Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple went and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head. Not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. So today, Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday is full of good news, and I have good news for you this morning, and even better news. It's only going to be a very short homily. Yep. Just maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, and no more than that. But seriously, I just want to make a couple of points on the gospel this morning and on this day, and try and put it in a nutshell, so to speak. It is wrong, in fact, to say Jesus rose from the dead. Because if we were to say that Jesus rose from the dead, then it would only concern Jesus and it would not concern us. I think that makes sense. So the correct way of saying it is Jesus was raised from the dead, and that includes all of us. Because where Jesus went, we will follow. And so it's our guarantee that we too will be raised from the dead, not rise, but be raised. That's very important to make that point. And we need to make it again and again and again, because the resurrection of Jesus is about each and every one of us, about all of us. So, if we really, and you wouldn't be here if you didn't, so if you really believe, underlying really, in the resurrection of Jesus, what effect, or how does that affect your life? Well, very simply, that everything in life is redeemable. Nothing ever goes to waste. That's the guarantee of the resurrection. Nothing ever goes to waste. Now, this time last year, I was here talking to a camera or looking at a monitor. And this time last year, we were down at the dead end. We were in a cul-de-sac. And each day around this time of the year, it seemed to get worse and worse. But look where we are now. Look where we are now in the 12 months. So, nothing in this world ever lasts forever. Also, God uses every single thing for our benefit and for our good. Nothing will ever happen in your life that God will let go to waste. The bad as well as the good. And I'm tired of saying to people who get very dissatisfied because they fail. Failure is part and parcel of being human. And it's very often, just like Peter, that failure brings us to God. God never lets anything go to waste. And for some of you here, and you, I don't think we could have this many people here this morning, and outside we've had tremendous crowds, that some of you, I know, will have gone through a very difficult year. Possibly you will have lost a loved one, a husband, a wife, a grandmother, a mother, a father, a son, or a daughter, a good friend. Maybe you have lost a job. Maybe you have been economically stressed. Maybe you've even lost your apartment or lost your home. And this is the message of Easter, that no matter what happens, eventually all will come well. And that's what we're going through at the moment. All will come well. And all will be well. And all manner of things will be well. And the overriding message of Easter is a four-letter word, hope, H-O-P-E. That is the main message of Easter, hope. That if you are a true Christian and a true follower of Christ, highlighting true, then you must never lose hope. You must never give up. You must keep on going. And if you promise to do that, if you make a commitment in your life to do that, then God will never let you down, never forsake you, because God is always by your side. And that is my message for you this morning. I want you to make a commitment to God, that you will never give up, you will never lose hope, no matter how bad things may seem or get, or what you may be through, or what suffering or pain you have. Keep on going. That's, to me, that's what this Easter speaks to me, as we still make our way through this pandemic. And hopefully this time next year, we will be maybe hopefully, finally true. And if we're not, we'll still keep going and do our best.